Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 8, Text 23. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yatha Rishikesha Kalena Devaki. Kamsena Rudha. Ticharam Sucharpita. Vimochitaham Chasahatmaja Vibo. Twayai Vanatena Muhur. Vipadganat. O Rishikesh, Master of the Senses, and Lord of Lords, you have released your mother Devaki, who is long imprisoned and distressed by the envious King Kamsa. And me and my children purport. Devaki, the mother of Krishna and sister of King Kamsa, was put into prison along with her husband, Vasudev, because the envious king was afraid of being killed by Devaki's eighth son, Krishna. He killed all the sons of Devaki who were born before Krishna, but Krishna escaped the danger of child slaughter because he was transferred to the house of Nanda Maharaj, Lord Krishna's foster father. He was also saved from a series of dangers. But Kunti was shown far more favor because Lord Krishna did not save the other children of Devaki. We saved the children of Kunti. This was done because Devaki's husband, Vasudev, was living where Kunti Dev was a widow, and there none to help her except Krishna. The conclusion is that Krishna endows more favor to a devotee who is in greater dangers. Sometimes he puts his pure devotee in such dangers because in that condition of helplessness, the Lord becomes more attached to the Lord. The more the attachment is there for the Lord, the more success is there for the devotee. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalamyena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupakadamayam Tadati Sapadantikam Pancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Shindu Bayevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasade Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Sridham Mayapur. Odaryadham, the land of magnanimity. There are three manifestations of there are three full manifestations of a person. A full manifestation of a person is when his inner self or heart is revealed. in intimacy, compassion, or magnanimity and separation. So God fully manifests in Vrindavan in intimacy, or Madhurya, in Mayapur, in compassion, and in Puri, in separation. So the mood of magnanimity is very much felt here. And I love coming here every year. And tomorrow I'll begin my classes. I'll be giving 2 weeks of classes on the Anti Leela. And 7,500 people come every evening. So it's a really wonderful opportunity for me to share in such a good quality of people, because there's so many educational institutions. So there's so many people here that are already shot. And it's such a nice relationship with people. One of the exchanges of love is Guhyamayachi Prichati, revealing your mind and minds, and that kind of exchange of teaching. So I really feel a community here and a spirit of love with the devotees, as they so much appreciate hearing Krishna Katha in that way. And of course, we have our wonderful community here that's, I'd like to get the dates, but I'm pretty sure it's been going on for 10 years. And 10 years means a 1,000 classes. No more. No, 1,000 classes. 2 a week. 52 weeks in a year. So, especially thank you to those who've heard our regulars here. And my experience is this is the way that people's consciousness transforms, because our problems are all due to ignorance, and ignorance is removed by knowledge. I mentioned that many times, that time that I went to Ramesh Baba, and somehow he shared with me that everything depends on our thoughts. From good thoughts come good actions. From good actions comes good character. From good actions comes good habits. From good habits comes good character. From good character comes the right destination, but it begins on good thoughts. And well, how do you get good thoughts? Hearing good ideas, and good ideas come from the Shastra. So in terms of transformation, you have to change your thoughts. And change your thoughts, you have to change your ideas. You have to get knowledge. So it's very wonderful exchanging. And besides of just the intellectual exchange, Krishna is there in the Bhagavatam. So if people are eager to hear and the message is presented properly, then there's actually an experience of Krishna. So besides our mind being changed, we develop a certain faith by communion with God. And that's what faith is. Faith is a direct result of the experience of communion with God. And one of the main ways that we can commune with God is through his message, which is non. His message, besides just an understanding, there is an experience. There's an experience of God, which gives faith. And there's no greater experience than the experience of God, because the experience of God draws out the love in our heart. And that's the highest happiness, Tvasmin Parma Prema Rup. The highest happiness is a flourishing from within, not just an attainment or an acquisition of something or a stimulation of something. It's a flourishing of our consciousness. And the flourishing of our consciousness is compassion and intimacy and separation and love, which comes from the connection with the Supreme, which is God, which is real, which is eternal, and which is most dear, because we are connected with reality. Reality is beautiful. Reality is God. Anyway, we'll get to today's verse. We're in Kunti's prayers. Remember, in the discussion of Maharaj Prickett, which is the topic at hand, a side topic, the main topic of Krishna comes up, because Krishna is introduced as he saves Maharaj Prickett in the womb of his mother by manifesting himself around the womb as a protective armor from the attempted abortion of Maharaj Prickett in the womb by a atomic smart bomb directed towards the womb. And we just see Krishna, and the war is over, and now Krishna is leaving. And there are deep feelings of separation. There are three feelings of separation. When one is going, they haven't left yet. When one is in the process of leaving, he's actually moving. And then when one is gone. So they are starting to feel separation. And separation is, it's love. You don't feel separation without love, so separation is actually a flavor of love. And they're deeply feeling that. And that's our goal. Our goal is love. And therefore, it will also be separation. Our goal is not separation, it's love, but within love, there'll be separation. And we see the incredible loving dealings. We've had a fact of infatuations, we had attractions, we had attachments for different people. But there's nothing as intimate and beautiful as our relationship with God, who's all attractive by definition. All attractive. And therefore, he can invoke the strongest desires to serve or love within our heart. Bhakti is best expressed by seva, which is loving responsiveness to God. That feeling of service comes out of the heart. That feeling of love, someone who's worthy of service, who is loving, who is beautiful. And therefore, we're being introduced to the perfectional consciousness, which is love, which is all-consuming, which is called rasa. Love which is all-consuming. And So we're seeing that as he's leaving. Now his aunt, Kunti, she's remembering how Krishna saved Devaki and saved her and her children from a series of constant dangers. So Prabhupada in the purport makes a very interesting point. It says, Kunti said, you saved me and your children, you saved Devaki. Didn't save Devaki's children. So, and therefore, Prabhupada's making the point in the purport, elucidating the verse, that Krishna gave more shelter to his aunt than his mother because the mother had no other shelter. Where Devaki had her husband, but her children were killed, but Kunti's children were saved. Krishna was protecting her. There was none to help her except Krishna. She was completely dependent on Krishna. And whatever invokes that dependence is the greatest blessing. Because it's described, because in dependence, you become more attached to the Lord. You feel more love for the Lord. And the more love, the more success your life is, because that is success. There's no other success but love. Money is not success. The heart is success. And this point is very, very interesting, that in helplessness, the devotee becomes more attached. Why? Because what is the love, what is the flavor of love for the shelter or protector or of God? The flavor is, you are my protector. You are my maintainer. That is the flavor of love. And in helplessness, the sense of protection, the sense of maintenance, and therefore it's more love and it's more success. That's why in the days of yore, when a person took sannyas, the fourth order of life, they would eventually just wander in the forest. And they were helpless, because when you stay in one place, you can organize the place for your protection and care, or at least to give you the conception that you're protected or cared for. But when you travel, it's very, your environment, you're not in control. So if you're not in control, you can't be in the illusion that you're providing for yourself. So when things come, like you directly see that they came by God. Protection and maintenance, and therefore you feel more that you are my protector, you are my maintainer, and you feel more love. So actually, that type of sannyas for Vaishnava is meant to help him develop love. Because he'll see God as the maintainer and protector, because he's not arranging it himself, but yet there is protection, yet there is shelter, yet there is food. My friend Gita Nagari, who's some of you know, he's actually a wonderful Vaishnava, very, very serious about devotional service. He's in charge of the kirtan in Mayapur. It's a kirtan that goes around. There's hundreds of thousands of people here. All the people stop. And just so many people, you can see the amazement and the transformation. But when his visa's up, he wants to spend a year on the Appalachian Trail and be in that real mood of dependence on God, taking away your self-constructed, material, protective agents. And therefore seeing God as the maintainer and feeling God as the maintainer and develop more attachment to God. That's why it's always so healthy to perform Dharma. Because when you're performing Dharma, you're doing what's right, not necessarily what's material advantageous. But by doing what's right, you see a certain auspiciousness in your life. It's not a result of your calculation. You haven't calculated for the advantage. You've calculated for the righteousness. But when the advantage and things come, then you see God. You see God, and therefore, sometimes God's mercy to give us success by giving us attachment. He creates situations by which we take shelter of God and directly experience His presence in our life and experience or how he is the maintainer, how he is the protector. You see it clearly, and you feel it clearly. And that feeling is the goal of life. And God's mercy is to focus on giving us a feeling of the soul. God's mercy, therefore, is to take away attachments and things that create the illusion that we are the doer and we are the controller. Okay, let's do a few verses and start moving a little quick on this. Next verse. Vishan Mahagne Purushada Darsanat Asatsabhaya Vanavasakritjvata Mide mide neka maharatashtrito tonyashtritas chasma hare parikshita. My dear Krishna, your lordship has protected us from a poison cake, from a great fire, from cannibals, from the vicious assembly, from sufferings during our exile in the forest, and from the battle with great generals fought. Some weapons of Ashwatthama. So now, Kunti is mentioning all situations where they were disadvantaged. And had an opportunity to see Krishna's hand in their life. God is with us. Krishna is with us. Not a blade of grass moves without his will, but we don't see it. And God puts us in a situation to realize that. And then from our hearts, we can call, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Janmaishraya Shuta Shribir Edamana Madhapana Nabhajabadaitumbai from Kinchana Gosha. Yeah, I quoted that at first because it's one of the verses that Queen Kunti will quote. That when you become intoxicated with power, the things in this world that enable you to apparently control the world to conform it to your desires and enjoy, when you develop that mood that I am the controller and I am the enjoyer, then you can't have feelings of devotion. When you become intoxicated in that mood with pride, with control, with enjoyment, those feelings in the heart, the treasure of those feelings of dependence and love for God don't take place. Therefore, the term used in that verse, we're going to discuss it, have nothing. I remember when I used to visit Narayan Maharaj and invite him to the Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day. Sometimes he was reluctant to know what to speak. But then, you know, he was telling me the thing he remembers most is how poor Prabhupada is when he stayed in his mutt, that his quilt or, you know, had holes in it. Narayan Maharaj would take off his uttariya, the top cloth of the sannyasi, and put on the bed and sit with Prabhupada. And he said, often Prabhupada, from his heart, his ecstasies and realizations would be talking about the Pandavas. And what Prabhupada appreciated, that although they were the kings of the world, they didn't have a sense of possessiveness. Detachment doesn't mean to stay aloof from objects, but give up the conception that they're yours. And that's the vision of a pure devotee. He acts. That's one reason why a grihastha, householder, puts a deity in the home. To give one the proper consciousness. What does Maya or illusion mean? Maya or illusion means to see things as separate from God based on your desire for sense gratification. When you desire to enjoy and control, God gives you puts you in the illusion that the energy around you is not God, it's separate from God. He puts you in that illusion. That's what Maya is. So, but someone in the kingdom, he sees it as God. So I was given the example of rest of deities. What the deities do is it reorients your vision of your house as God's. Someone who really has that bhakti or devotion, everything is God's. And he's not an illusion because that is the fact. That's why there's karma yoga. We're attached to things, but when we offer at least the results, the fruit of those activities to God, when you offer it to God, you begin to see things, these things as God. And you're free from illusion. So creation of those. So the point is, they had the world that they saw it as God's, and then they used it as God's service. That's what the spiritual vision is. Hotel was kidnapped. I was innovating my parents, and doing me. My parents wanted me committed as I joined the conscience. And then when the psychiatrist thought that I was talking, while I was interviewing my parents, I was waiting in the lobby with all the great people. Really. I was chanting to myself. He thought I was talking to myself. So I was hallucinating. No, likely quoted what the Prabhupada said. He was describing the difference between a theist and an atheist. You both see a rose. But and a devotee sees it as the energy of God and then for his service. I told that to the scientist and said, and therefore, although I'm sinning in these stuff, seeing this is you. And the psychiatrist was very intelligent and he used me. So a kinshina. And if you're a kinshina, don't have that mood of possessiveness based on the desire to control joy, then true feelings come to your heart. And we try to set up our life to evoke those feelings and destiny of God is moving with us, we frustrate material agents. We're just not the people God speaks. You know, one God brother called me up and I can't say. Let's see how serious it is. I'm praying for him. You know, it was just on an MRI. But, God announced in every way that we control this. And therefore not the enjoyers. But who are we? We're part of it. We're meant for his service and real service. Some stuff that pairs the seal. It's wonderful. Let's say someone is seal, does it out of obligation or duty or even anger? Mike is angry with the husband and is throwing the seal the same note. Same act, what the was put on the tape. But one is service and the and one is no joy, and one is. The most important point to understand in Krishna consciousness is that wealth is in the flourishing of consciousness, not in things. It's in heart. And that, let's read the purport. The list of dangerous encounters is submitted herein. Devi was once put in difficulty by her envious brother. Otherwise, she was well. But Kunti Dev and his sons were put into one difficulty after another. The years and years together. The question is, who got more mercy? They were put into trouble by Duryodhana and his party due to the kingdom. And each and every time the sons of Kunti were saved by the Lord. Once Bhishma was administered poison in a cake. Once they were made to put in a house of shellac and set a fire. And once Draupadi was dragged out, attempts were made to insult her by stripping her naked in a vicious assembly of the Kurus. The Lord saved Draupadi by supplying an immeasurable length of cloth, and Duryodhana's party failed to see her naked. Similarly, when they were exiled in the forest, Bhima had to fight with the man-eater demon, Hidimba Rakshasa. But the Lord saved him. So it was not finished there. And after all the tribulations, it was the great battlefield of Kurukshetra. Arjuna had to meet such great generals as Drona, Bhishma, and Karma, all powerful fighters. And at last, even when everything was done away with, there was the Brahmastra released by the son of Dronacharya to kill the child within the womb of Uttara. And so the Lord saved the only surviving descendants of the Kurus, Maharaj Prickett. You know, I was in one place, and I saw that there was some crisis in India. I saw there was some crisis, some very nasty politics, people reporting foreigners to the government, and, you know, really. But I was seeing also that the place was successful on one level, because in India, people just pour into every place you build. But in the other sense, it was just so mismanaged. And because I have a practical sense, whenever I'm in a situation like that, it disturbs me, because I can practically see. And then I saw this crisis happen, and I was talking to one person that lived there. And I said, this is God's mercy. I said, just like when we stay in the world, our happiness, when we don't have God consciousness, our happiness is superficial and it's temporary, so it's full of duality. But if it's not that intense, we get used to it almost as if it is enjoyment. So God turns up the heat. The heat to disturb that situation, to force us to go for the real happiness, which is dependence and shelter of God. So I'm saying, in the same way, the place is functional, but not really. So this is good. It's God turning up the heat to make us actually manage the place properly. Otherwise, you'd just be satisfied in the malaise of nothing too heavy. But God rather says, no, you should get me, you should get real happiness, and this is temporary, and it's superficial, and it won't be. So that which you're attached to, because I am a compassionate God, and I'm seeking your real benefit. And next up comes a very famous verse by Kunti, her most famous verse. Dipata shantu tashashvat tatra tatra jagat guru bhavato darshanam yatsyad apanam bhava darshan. I wish all those calamities would happen again and again, so that we could see you again and again, for seeing you means that we will no longer message that I'm Yeah. Anyway, I'm doing it through Skype. I'm sorry if it's breaking up too badly. Okay, why don't we stop for now? Would anybody like to ask any questions? You see, at least...
Hi, Krishna Maharaj. This is Gail.
Gail, hi. Yeah, how is the reception today? Breaking up too badly?
Actually, I wanted to email you a little earlier to tell you that, but then after it became, you know, acceptable again, so I decided not to send it. So, like, in the last few minutes, it was fine. But before that, it was not fine. So
the whole...
I decided... Huh?
The whole time it was not fine?
No, not the whole time. In the beginning it was fine, and then in the middle it was not. But then toward the end here, last few minutes, it was fine again. So,
for how long was it not fine?
It was, you know, probably more than 5 minutes, you know, or so.
Okay,
you know, but it was,
I have to make a decision. Because, you know, what happens is in India, when you move out of a particular place, the phone charges go up 10 times.
Yeah.
So,
but
I don't,
you know,
like
the problem. Problem is, you know, I don't want to tell you too soon that it's not fine, because then if it improves and then you're in anxiety about whether you're being heard or not when it does improve, you know? So it's kind of difficult for us to make the decision too to give you the answer.
Well, I'm just saying, I could just use the phone, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Anyway, Maharaj, I just need to let you know how much I really was in love with one of your main points today, which was that, you know, by being able to depend on God, by Him putting us in that situation where we're dependent on Him, we get the opportunity to experience the fact that He is taking care of us. And by getting that experience, we become inspired with so much love in our heart for Him. And I just really, really love that point so much. And it's my experience also, you know. So
I got it directly. I got it directly from the... I got it directly from the... the purport.
Uh-huh.
You know,
and the purport of which verse is it?
From the purport.
Yeah, of which verse?
23. Of eighth chapter, the first canto.
Yeah, one. Okay, verse is chapter 8, verse 23.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just so nice because it resonated with my heart so much. So thank you very much.
Well, good. That encourages me. That encourages me. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hi, Bro. Nandadula.
We remember last year, you know, you had Iranian devotees at Mayapur.
We'd be very careful what we say publicly about that. Yeah, we don't want to never talk anyway. Would you like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Henry. Thank you for a wonderful class.
Thank you, Henry. Thank you. Thank you so much. We're having so much fun. Okay, great. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Hanan and Surit. Thank you for a nice class. Obeisances.
Thank you. I'm staying at Jagadish and Yugala.
Please stay Haribol from us.
I will. Okay. Anybody else? Like to say hello today? Okay, we'll end for today. Okay, thank you all. Bye, Krishna.
Thank you so much. Bye, Krishna.